Hey guys, Will Durst here with your up-to-the-minute national weather report. Batten down the hatches, everybody, because it's getting chilly out there. Due to a high-pressure system emanating from the bases of both the left and the right, the current political forecast is for a long, hard freeze to descend on Washington, D.C. Increasing cold with gusts of ice resulting in a legislative permafrost is the long-term outlook. Storm clouds are gathering, and Doppler radar indicates the climate will become so frigid the entire country is in danger of becoming frozen solid over the next 2 years, and maybe longer, as the tropical winds of change are nowhere in sight. These Arctic storms threaten to rival in intensity the cyclonic activity that has engulfed the Great Red Spot on Jupiter for 300 years. On one side, you have a decidedly frosty Republican Congress warning that anything and everything the president proposes will be dead on arrival. While a distinctly icy Barack Obama has announced he is prepared to unleash a blizzard of vetoes on any legislation that threatens his legacy. The current atmosphere has the two sides so far apart they can't even see each other due to the curvature of the earth. Progress is expected to be glacial, if not non-existent, and snowy drifts of abandoned issues are expected to accumulate on congressional desks. You might want to make a quick trip into town for provisions, because the biting winds and refrigerated relationships are going to make the polar vortex look downright balmy. With strong ideological winds, heavy rains of disregard, and freezing temperatures in store, the 114th Congress looks destined to earn the nickname of the New Ice Age. As they say in Game of Thrones, winter is coming. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.